Welcome to Swarthmore College. It is my pleasure as president to greet you on behalf of the faculty, students, staff, board of managers, and alumni of this remarkable place. Like you, I'm new to Swarthmore. Over the last several months, I've been talking to many members of this community and reading histories of the college. Some describe this place as an endless conversation, or as one of the finest scholarly communities in the nation. Others talk about the respect persons have for one another in this warmly welcoming and diverse community. Through all the histories and the conversations, the commitment to provide the best possible education for the students always comes first. Many people invest of themselves to make sure that you will get the best, the most, out of your Swarthmore education. Our faculty, who are distinguished at teaching and learning and research, will challenge and support you to do your best and to set your goals high. You've already experienced the incredible effectiveness of our admissions staff and the dean's office. You will come to know those who work in our kitchens, who care for our grounds and facilities, who support our technology and our libraries, and who steward our borough, who are also dedicated to making sure you flourish here. Our alumni, including our board of managers, invest their time and resources to assure that you will join their ranks in 4 short years. Thousands of Swarthmoreans, from the founders of this college to the current faculty, staff, and alumni, want you to find truth, goodness, and beauty through the life you live in and out of the classrooms in this very special place. This gathering tonight, called First Collection, ushers you into the community by celebrating Swarthmore's distinct heritage and values. Yesterday, I watched as Dean Bach handed you, the class of 2013, over to Dean Campbell, and you were officially made Swatties. Tonight, you become bearers of this tradition, both for the next 4 years and for the rest of your life, bearers of the distinct heritage of this school. So we'll call you tonight not only Swatties, but Swarthmoreans. Tonight, I want to tell you briefly about one of our founders as a way of initiating you as bearers of our traditions and our aspirations, both as a student and then, sooner than you will ever believe, as a graduate. She was 4'11" and weighed not quite 90 pounds. Over the course of her lifetime, from 1783 to 1880, Lucretia Mott would not only help found Swarthmore College, but she would also shelter runaway slaves in her home, co-found with her husband the Pennsylvania Anti-Slavery Society, advocate for peace rather than war, and sign the Seneca Falls Declaration of Sentiment at the first Woman's Right Convention, which she and Elizabeth Cady Stanton organized in 1848. Elected as a delegate to the World Slavery Organization in 1840 in London, she and several other women delegates were denied their seats. The other woman retired to the balcony, but not our Lucretia. Finally, a throne-like chair was built at the back so that she might see and participate in the deliberations. As an unintended consequence of her being placed on the margins of the convention, margins because she was a woman, she was able to see over the heads of the delegates and let her voice be heard over theirs. And her place, elevated above the rest of them, became a gathering place for the most progressive delegates so that they could get her advice. She came to be known as the lioness of the convention. Today, Lucretia Mott is revered as a progenitor of women's political advocacy and social action in this country. In 1864, Lucretia Mott joined John Hicks and others to found Swarthmore. Most unusual that a college would be co-founded by a woman. These Hicksite Quakers were devoted to seeking and applying truth to equality and simplicity, social justice, to generous giving, to the peaceful settlements of disputes, and respect for the natural world. These are the same values that we strive for today and that you become tonight the bearers of for your future. Our founders believe that everyone should tend his or her own conscience, to mind the light within oneself. Tonight, we induct you into the Swarthmorean tradition of minding the light, critical thinking, questioning your own judgment and that of others, being skeptical but not cynical, taking risks in your exploration of the arts, the sciences, the humanities, and social sciences, and participating vigorously in this scholarly community. Liberal arts colleges were founded in this country to pursue knowledge as a means to educate citizens to build the common good. So at Swarthmore, minding the light joins moral questing to the intellectual quest. Jean Lang, Emeritus Chair of the Board of Managers, whom I hope you have a chance to meet, has said, and I quote, "The philosophy of liberal arts is the philosophy of a democratic society in which citizenship, social responsibility, and community are inseparable." The Lang Center for Civic and Social Responsibility supports our students and faculty building the common good through social transformation, internships, and community-based partnerships in our country and around the world. Our students and faculty engage in minding the light, both intellectually and morally. One of the most fascinating aspects of our heritage is our distinct way of living together in community. For our founders, living in community meant learning to be rigorous in self-reflection and continuous in the acquisition of knowledge. But for our founders and for us today, the individual can accomplish this only by respectfully listening to others, by peacefully settling our differences, even as we engage in what the philosopher Michael Sandel has called the clamorous dialogue. Getting a sense of the meeting, another great Quaker phrase, expresses the process by which we discover and build the common good in our search for truth, goodness, and beauty. Our founders believed in simple living for the individual and for the community. While the contemporary version of simple living cannot be the same as theirs, I hope you will join me this year in thinking seriously about how we can live simply at Swarthmore, how we can engage in sustainable living. Can we live more simply with the earth, seeking to sustain the environment and enjoy the beauty? Can we live more simply in the community as we face the fiscal restructuring underway around the globe, in this country, and yes, on this campus? Can each one of us engage in sustainable living by taking seriously his or her health and well-being and reflect on how our choices can affect others? Our community, like the beautiful arboretum in which it is located, is varied, dense, lush, ever-changing, intense, casual, and here for us to enjoy and enrich. Use our 7 libraries, explore our unique honors program, dance, sing, perform, get serious with ultimate frisbee or soccer. Join the debate team, hunt for pterodactyls, engage in the primal scream, and cheer on our dedicated athletes. Challenge each other and yourselves. Try to see the world through the lenses of others. Experiment and take risks. Listen intently with your heart as well as your head. Walt Whitman, a great friend of many of our founders, represent someone who lived Swarthmore values and aspirations without being a Quaker himself. Let me close my remarks with his short poem entitled Beginning My Studies from Leaves of Grass, published in 1872. Beginning my studies, the first step pleased me so much. The mere fact consciousness, these forms, the power of motion, the least insect or animal, the senses, eyesight, love. The first step, I say, awed me and pleased me so much. I have hardly gone and hardly wished to go any further, but stop and loiter all the time to sing it in ecstatic song. I hope you share with the faculty. I hope you bear the tradition with faculty, students, staff, and alumni, the awe and joy in the midst of the intense and rewarding adventure that awaits you. May your first step please you so much.